Our next speaker is Dr. Bernard Weinstein.
I'm Bernard Weinstein, professor of English and coordinator of the Holocaust master's program. I would like to address the issues of the two night class of commencing in the spring of 2009.
Dr. Weinstein, you might just want to pull the microphone down a tiny bit.
Fine, thank you.
That's better.
Is that better? When I consider the issues facing students with jobs and families with obligations, I'm somewhat clueless as to how they can manage a semester to take courses in a semester twice a week on a program. The rationale for this plan appears to be the utilization of space. The paradigm for a university is not the utilization of space, but the accommodation of students' needs and abilities. Many, if not most, of our evening students are adult learners with spouses, families, and full-time jobs. They have responsibilities beyond the demands of college. Graduate students, many of whom are educators themselves, are often required to attend school events. Others are often required to do other things at their jobs. Many have obligations for their to their children, to elderly parents, and so on. All of them have the necessity to study and prepare for exams, to have time to write papers and work on projects. All of us, whether students, employers, administrators, or visitors to the campus, have experienced the horrendous parking problems now existing, which may be well intensified in this, on this campus if this program is implemented. Consider also the added pollution in the area and the cost of gasoline. Finally, compulsory classes on Friday evening, and nobody has spoken about this, will conflict with religious observance by Muslims and Orthodox Jews on that day. For all these reasons, I urge the administration to reconsider carefully the implementations under discussion. Thank you.